It's that time of the week again, and time to chat with our foodie man, and that is Matt Ellison. Hi, Matt.
Hi, how you doing, Wayne?
Well, thank you. Now, I believe I've just grabbed you after you've walked out of your garden. Let's talk about your garden. What's happening? And this is a herb garden.
It is. It's a herb and salad garden. I started one. I actually built it myself just as a raised bed in my backyard. I knew that when I took on this challenge, there were certain culinary kind of herbs that I was needing to cook for many of these recipes. And then I bought a great book called Jane's Delicious Garden by a woman called Jane Griffith, which I highly recommend in a South African context. And she goes on to talk about the different plants, about companion planting, which is where you plant certain plants together for mutual benefits of the plants. And so I've got a whole bunch of little herbs that I've got, everything from coriander to thyme on the herb front, oregano as well, and then also vegetables like cherry tomatoes, borage, spinach, chives, spring onions. All is contained in a 2x1, enclosure that I've compartmentalized into 3 compartments. And so far, we're into week 5. I started with seedlings because I knew that I had to speed the process up with the challenge, but they've really, really taken. So the spinach is really flourishing. Rocket, which is one of my favorite salad vegetables, has been really just flowering, both flowering and flourishing. So it's been nice to be able to walk into the garden, pick off a few salad leaves, mix them up and have a mixed salad, with all these different spices and kind of fragrances that they all offer. We've got 3 different kinds of lettuce. So really enjoying being able to live out of my own garden,
Now you bring that into the kitchen. Well, talking about kitchen, I believe you guys are going for a new kitchen to sort of go with the I'm no Jamie Oliver.
Yes, it's been a real blessing in the sense that we've wanted to look. We never redid anything in our kitchen, and in fact, I probably have to take a picture of our current kitchen. If you saw how small my preparation surface was, we've got a decent sized kitchen, but it's just very illogical. The house was built in the late 60s, 70s, and it wasn't really built around the kitchen. So we've been looking for some time, and we've really, really appreciated and enjoyed the kitchens from a company called Rock on Wood, and they've come on board to really come alongside us in the project, and they really got behind I'm No Jamie Oliver, and they're helping us build the kitchen of my dreams, really. And
I believe they heard you on CCFM. And,
yes, they did, actually. Colin, the owner of Rock on Wood, actually was driving to work one morning and heard our first show together, and we've known each other for years, and I'd mentioned the blog, but I think it was kind of in passing, and then so he heard about it, rushed online to check it after the show, and blown away by what I was doing, and said, how can they come alongside and support us? A couple of weeks, we'll actually be redoing our kitchen.
It pays to moan.
Yeah, it pays to moan.
A little bit of whinging.
I'd be fairly gracious with making do with what I've got, but I'm very excited about making the switch as well. We're actually switching to gas as well, which is something I've wanted to do for the longest time. I've lived both in Europe and in the United States, where natural gas is kind of the name of the game, so to speak, with regards to being in the kitchen. And it's just, we've got an old DeFi stove from the 70s, and this thing, the thermostats have gone, I'm down to 2 plates. Really, if you saw the recipe that I'm able to come up with the limitations I've been up against, I think you'd be even more amazed. If I didn't have the stumbling stone about being, the father, husband, food provider already, if that wasn't stacked up against me, already the limitations I've had with the utensils, and as I said, Yuppie Chef's been great in helping out there, but this sort of physical space that I've got, as it has been stacked against me.
Right. Now, quick, we've got a minute left. Yes. I believe you found a fish sauce.
Yes, I did. A Fish for Africa. I can't say, enough great things about them. I actually went, they've been around for several years. They've got a store, I think, in Hout Bay. They've got one in Woodstock, and then I think one in the northern suburbs. I'm not quite sure exactly where the northern suburbs one is, but I popped into the Woodstock one the other day. I did, if you look at the recipes of last week, I had to do a plaice dish, which is actually a flatfish. The closest we've got here in South Africa is sole, and they were great. I mean, they have a great selection of fish. It's all fresh. Their motto, I think, is something along the lines of, if it's any fresher, it's still in the ocean, or something along those lines. Right. And the ladies there were fantastic. I mean, they've been doing it for years. They helped me out with choosing not only, the right fish, but choosing the fish and then cutting it and preparing it. They do all of that in-house, and it was just a breeze and quite an experience. So I can't, thank them enough for their help, and I'll definitely going back there for future fish dishes.
Well, that's good news from your past week. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate your time and your effort.
Great. Thank you so much as well, Wayne. Thanks for letting me be part of CCFM.
And people can go to your blog is I'm No Jamie Oliver. That's imnojamieoliver.com.
Correct, yeah.
Take care and have a great week.
Great. Thanks a lot. Take care, Wayne.
Bye.
Ciao.